Shalom to all! Today's episode of Yerushalayim Pesachim, Daf Pei Gimel. We are starting about the fourth line with the words Ma'alu Shtaisim B'Krach Echad, and Vilna Sura Staf San Samach Tes Amud Aleph, about a third of the way in. And today's Daf is sponsored Lilu Nishmas, Maris Mirim Sarah Basir Yaakov Moshe, Hernish, Amash Shet Havin Aliyah. And we're discussing Dalud Kaisis. The Gemara asks, Ma'alu Shtaisim B'Krach Echad, is one allowed to drink them all together? Could he just drink cup 1, 2, 3, and 4 all together without spacing them apart? We know that really there's certain times they're supposed to be drunk during the Seder, but could he just drink them all together? So the Gemara answers, Ma'ad Amr B'Yechanan, from that which Rabbi Yechanan says, that Halel, Imshon, Beis HaKnesses, Yotza, if somebody heard Howl in Shul, he's Yotze, and he doesn't have to repeat it during Leila Seder, Hada Amrlis tells us, Afilu Shisim B'Krach Echad Yotza, that even if he drank all the cups in one shot, he's Yotze, because we know that really the Chatchila, one's supposed to say Halel on a cup of wine, but according to his memory from Rabbi Yochanan, if he said Howl already in Shul, he doesn't have to say Howl again Leila Seder, which means he's drinking cups 3 and 4 together, one right after another, without a break in between, so it must be that it's not Ma'akev, and we can just drink all the cups together if we want. Now we have another question, Ma'alish Taisim Mefusa. What about drinking them spaced far apart? That he takes a very long time in between each kais. Is that okay? Gemara says, Klom amu shiyishta? Didn't they say to drink it? Loisha ishtaker, not to get drunk with the cups. Mshayasimu fusakin, ainam ishtaker. If he drinks them spaced far apart, so he's not going to get drunk, and that's a wonderful thing. So he could take a lot of time in between each cup of wine. Now, according to some other shitas, it's read the exact opposite way. That Klom amu shiyishta, loisha ishtaker? Didn't they say that these four cups of wine should be drunk in order to get a little bit drunk? And that's because of Simchas Yomtiv, the Chum wanted a person to get a little bit tipsy from the wine. And if he's going to drink them spaced far apart, he's not going to get drunk, and it's not a good thing. We want him to get a little bit tipsy, so they should be drunk close together. We have another question regarding the wine. Could a person be yotze with Shemitah wine? And this question is really about Shas beer. As we've said before, there's certain times throughout Shemitah the one has to get rid of all of their produce, that's a Shas beer, because now there's no more available for the animals out in the field. However, when he does get rid of it, he's allowed to keep the amount that he needs for 3 sudas, but everything else has to go. Now we know that the Shas beer of wine is right before Pesach. So the question is, we know he has to get rid of all of his wine, but he's allowed to save 3 sudas worth. 1 sudas worth of wine is a revias, because they would have a revias by every single suda. So he's allowed to save 3 revias of wine. But since it's right before Pesach, is he allowed to save a 4th revias because he needs 4 cups of wine? And Tanya Rabbi Shai teaches, Yotze Miyan Shal Shvias, one could be Yotze with wine of Shvias. Another question, Ma'alas is Bekunditon, because I'm Yotze the Chiv of Dalad Kaises with Kunditon, which is spiced wine. It's wine spiced with pepper and honey, very tasty wine drink. Is that okay? And the answer is Mamaditoni Barakapar from Lavish Barakapar teaches Kunditun Kiyayin. Yeah, Kunditun is like wine. Hadarma that tells us Yotzim Kunditun. One could be Yotz with Kunditun. Well, another question is Ma'ulatz is Bahen Mezugin. Could a person be Yotze with Mazug wine? Now, obviously, we know that their wine, in order to be able to drink it properly, was Mazug. It had to be diluted properly. So the real question is, could a person be Yotze with over diluted wine? It's too watered down, or the exact opposite, that it's not diluted enough and it's very strong. Could a person be Yotze with this? The answer is Mamaditoni Vachia with that which Vachia teaches Arba Kaisus Sha'amru. The 4 cusses of the Chum said, Yotzim behen bin chen bin mezugin. One's yotze, whether they're raw and undiluted or they are diluted, perfectly fine. V'hu shehei behen tam umar yayin. As long as it tastes like wine or looks like wine, one could be yotze with it. Now, Rav Yirmi tells us, mitzvah lots is b'yayin adayim. It's a mitzvah to be yotze with red wine. Don't drink white wine, but red wine. Shneur, the pasuk says, al teir yayin kis adam. So we see the pasuk calls wine red. So we learn that mitzvah min amuvcher is red wine. Now, Tani, we have a braisa, mevoshol kim mituvel. That's the proper girsa. The cooked wine is like spiced wine. They're very similar, they have very similar properties. And the question is, Ma'alatz is Yain Mevoshol. Halachically, do we say that Yain Mevoshol is like Yain Metovel, like spiced wine, and maybe you could be Yotze with it, or maybe not? So Rabbi Yana says, Yotzen Yain Mevoshol, no problem, you could be Yotze with wine that's Mevoshol. However, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yana Kedati, Rabbi Yana Zashitase, why is that? Rabbi Yana Shasi, Arba Asi, Kisoy, Delele Pescha, Rabbi Yana drank the 4 cups of Seder night, Mechazik Reishi Adatzarta, and he had to tie his head up until Shavuos. He had such terrible headaches that he'd have to tie his head that somehow took away the pressure and the pain of the headache all the way up until Shavuos, and so he had to drink something that was as diluted and as soft and not as strong as possible. So that's why he said, yeah, no problem, you could have wine that's mevoshol because it's not so strong. But again, that's Rabbi Yonah L'shitasai. Now we have something similar, that Rabbi Yudah Rabbi Lai, Shasi Arba Asi Kisoy Delele Pischa, he drank the 4 cups of Lel Seder, V'chazik Reishi Ad Chaga, and his head hurt him up until Sukkos. Now Chamsi Chadam Atrayna, a certain noble woman, not Jewish, saw him, Apoy Nehirin, that his face was shining. So Amalei, she told him, Saba Saba, old man, Chadam Intlas Milan Isbach. It must be there's one of 3 things with you. Either you drink some good wine and that's why your face is shining, or you lend money with interest, or you raise chazers, and both of these are very profitable things and that's why your face is shining. So Amrullah, he told her, that woman's spirit should go, which is a very strong expression in response to her. Lesbi, I don't have any of these things. It's just that I have my learning with me. I know my learning, and why does that make my face shine? The pasuk says, Chachmas Adam Tayir Panav, the wisdom of a man is the shining of his face, and that's why my face is shining. Now, we have something similar. Bavo Asal Tveria, Rabbo came to Tveria, Chamayni Talmidei Rabbi Yochanan Apin Hirin, the Talmidei Rabbi Yochanan saw that his face was shining. And Amr Kumay Rabbi Yochanan, they told us Rabbi Yochanan that Ashach Ravo Sima, must be Ravo, found a hidden treasure. Amr Loin, so he asked them, Lama, why do you say that? Amr Loin, so they told him, Apin Hirin, his face is shining. Why else would his face be shining if not for the fact that he has tons of money with no effort? Similar to what the Matryna said, that you either lend money beribis or you work with chazirim, which is that you make a lot of money with very little effort. So it must be the same thing with Rabbi Vo. So Amr Loin, he told them, no, Dilmai Rai Sachanta Shama, maybe you heard a new pshat in something, and that's why his face is shining. And Salak Lagabe, when Rabbi Vo went to Rabbi Yochanan to visit him, to say Shalom Aleichem, Amr Loin, he asked him, Ma Rai Achata Shamas, what new lima did you hear? Amr Loin, he told him, Tesefta Atikta, I heard a very old Tesefta, an old Braisa. And Vakar Alois, Rabbi Yochanan said about him, Chachmas Adam Tayir Panav, that the wisdom of a man is the shining of his face, and that's why his face is shining. Now, what was this old Tesefta that he heard? Amr Rav Chanina says, Luga Dai Raisa, when the Torah talks about a loig, this liquid measurement, mentions a loig, what is that measurement? Tumnasa Atikta Demuryasa Tzipirin, it's the old Tumnasa measurement, it was called Tumnasa, that they used to measure Murius and Tzipiri with, that is the loig measurement. And Rav Yana says, Chakim Hanah Allah, the base Rav Yanai, I saw this measurement of Rav Yanai's house, Mechilin Vodvash, they used to measure oil in it, not Murius, not fish. Now, Tani, we have a Braisa, what's this measurement? Chatzi Shminis Tivronis Yishana. It's a half of a Shminis of the old Tivronis one. Tivronis means from Tveria, and it's a half of the old Shminis that they used to have. That's what the measurement is. Now, Rabbi Yechon says, Hadadi Don Havis, it's actually our Shminis that we use nowadays in Tveria. It's not like the old one was this, but nowadays is different. It's the same thing nowadays and back in the day. Now, Pegim Lobe is on top of the Gemara as Vilama Amra Tikta. So, why did he say it was the old one if it's the same measurement nowadays like it was back in the day? And the answer is, Begin the Havis Beyoimai, because it used to be like this back in the day. In other words, back in the day, this was the measurement. Then they added onto this measurement to make it bigger, and then they took it down back to the original measurement, and that's why he said at Tikta, it's like the old one. The one that we have nowadays is like the way it originally used to be, and so that's why he used that Lashon. Now, Istamrin, some say the Havas Ira used to be smaller, Virabas, and they made it bigger. It was the Iras, and they made it smaller, like we just said, but Velay Zaras Kamad the Havas, when they decreased the shear again, it wasn't the same exact amount as it used to be, so that's why he says, if you really want to know exactly what this is, it's like the old one, not like the new one. Now, we continue talking about this cup of wine. Kamhu Shira Shalkais. What is the shear of a cup of wine? Meaning Revias. How do we measure Revias? So Rabbi Yisrael says B'Shem Yud Bar Pazi, and Rabbi Yisrael Rabbon says B'Shem Shmuel. It's Ba'ayim al it's Ba'ayim. 2 fingers by 2 fingers. Al Rum Etzba Umechza V'Shlish Etzba. By the height of 1 finger and a half and a third. Now, Tony, we have a Braisa. Yavesh, if a person has congealed wine, Kezias, he needs a Kezias of that in order to reconstitute it and make it the size of Revias. Divrei Rav Nasan, this is what Rav Nasan says. This is going regarding Shabbos. What's the chiv of carrying wine out on Shabbos? If it's congealed wine, a Kezias. Now, Rabban de Kesaron quote Rabbi Yisrael Rabban, who says, B'shem Rabbi Yechanan, Asya Rabbi Nasan, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, that's a proper girsa, Rabbi Nasan goes like Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda Amar, he says, B'Revias, Kain Rabbi Nasan Amar, so Rabbi Nasan says, L'chashe Yikrash, when wine congeals, Yehiba Kezias, that Revias becomes a Kezias, so we see the Revias of liquid wine is the same thing as a Kezias of congealed wine. And on the Halachabez, the Mishnah tells us, Mazgu Leikais Rishain, they poured the first cup of wine for him. The Lashon of Mazgu literally means to dilute a cup of wine. As we know, we've discussed that their wine was very strong and you weren't able to drink it undiluted. And so when they poured a cup of wine for somebody, it was called meziga, limzig, to dilute the cup of wine. Either which way, it was the first Sedal Adukaisis, they poured the cup of wine for him. Bisham says, this is the proper order of Kiddush. First, you make a bracha on the day, which means you say Mekadish Yisrael Vazmanim, that's being Mekadish the day. Then you say the bracha on wine, Barcha to Hashem, Lekin Machalom, Bar Priya Gafen. No, Basil says the other way around. First, you make a bracha on wine, Barcha to Hashem, Lekin Machalom, Bar Priya Gafen. Then you say the bracha on the day, you say the whole Nusach of Kiddush, and you end off, Barcha to Hashem, Mekadish Yisrael Vazmanim. The Gemara explains, Ma Tamid Beshamai, what's Beshamai's reason for this? That's because Shigdusha Sayyam Garmalay and Shiavai, it's the Gedusha of the day. It's the fact that now it's Pesach, it's now Yontif. That's what causes the wine to be brought, since it's Yontif, we have to make Kiddush, and Ukvar Nishchai Gedusha Sayyam Ad Shaloy Ba'ayayin. We already chive to be Mekadish the day before the wine came, the moment the day became Kaddish, the moment it became Yontif. So already then, we're supposed to be Mekadish the day, but we don't actually make Kiddush over a cup of wine until later on. So we see the Kiddush of the day comes before the wine, so that's why we're Mekadish the day, and then we make the bracha on the wine. Now, Matamayin Beis Hill, what's the reason Beis Hill? That's because Shayayin Gram Kiddush Sayyam Shatei Amer. The wine causes Kiddush to be said. If we don't have wine, then we don't say Kiddush. You're right, it might have become Yontif before we're actually going to be physically saying Kiddush, but we're not going to say Kiddush if we don't have wine. So the wine's the more important one here. Davar Acher, another Svar in Beis Hillel, Hayayin Tadir Kiddusha Eina Tadira. Yayin is more common, and saying Kiddush is less common. You have wine with every single meal. You don't say Kiddush at every single meal, and we know that Tadir Shayna Tadir, Tadir Kai, then whatever is more common comes first. Now Rabbi Yassi says, Medivar Shnehem, from both of them, Bisham Yasil, we learn Yain Vavdala, Hayain Kaidem. The one we say Avdala on wine, so the wine comes before Avdala. Why is that? Because Klum Tamin de Beshamai, Loshek Dusha, Yaim Garmel, Yain Shiavai, is Beshamai's whole Svara, because the Kedusha of the day causes the wine to come. So that's why we make a bracha on the day first. The Khan, but over here, Hoyol, Viloy Avdala Garmel, Yain Shiavai, that's a proper girsa. It's not Havdala which is causing wine to be brought, because you can make Avdala on beer. Therefore, Hayain Kaidem, the wine comes first by Avdala. And also, Klum Tamin de Beshilel isn't the whole reason Beshilel, Elisha Yain Tadir, wine is more common. Ugdusha ain't it tadira, and kiddush is less common. Vikan hoyelva yain tadir havdala ain't it tadira. Havdala is the same thing. Wine is more common. Havdala is less common. So therefore, yain kaidem, wine comes first. Now, Amar Mana says midivar shneim, from both them we learn that yain vavdala havdala kaidem. When we have wine and havdala, what do we make a bracha on first? The havdala, and only then we make a bar priagafen. Why? Because klum tamen de beishamai. The whole reason of beishamai is elosha kvar nischayv kedushas hayoyim ad shaloi b'hayayin. A person was already chayv in kedusha of the day. He was already chayv to be makadish the day before the wine came. Vikan, but over here, when it comes to Havdalah, Ha'elman is chayv b'Havdalah ad shaloi b'hayayin, a person is chayv to make a separation between Yom Tov or Shabbos and the weekday before the wine comes. So Havdalah kaidemes, the bracha Havdalah actually comes before the bracha on wine. And also, Kolm Tamid Beis Hillel isn't Beis Hillel's Hosvara, Elisha Yayin Gram Kedusha Zayim Shtei Omer, the wine causes Kedusha of the day to be said. Vikan, Ha'el, Ve'ein Hayayin Gram L'Havdalah Shtei Omer, that's a proper girsa, since wine doesn't cause Havdalah to be made, as we said, Havdalah can be made on beer, Havdalah kaidemes. So according to Beis Hillel, Havdalah would come first and not the bracha on wine. Now, Rabbi Zayir says, "Medivar Shnehen." From both Rabbi Yosi and Ramana, we learn that Mavdilin below Yayin, you could make Havdalah without wine, because both of their svars included that you don't need wine for Havdalah, you can make it on beer. But V'ein Mekadshim below Yayin, you can't make Kiddush without wine, you can't even make Kiddush on pas, on bread, you have to make Kiddush on wine. For sure, both of them agree to that. And he that's Rabbi Zayir, this Rabbi Zayir Shita, Rabbi Zayir says, "Mavdilin al Sheikhar, you could make Havdalah on beer. However, pay down Roman Alpha on top, V'azlim Natar Latar Lemishim Kedusha, a person has to go from one place to another to hear Kiddush. If he doesn't have wine, he has to go to somewhere else that has wine so we can hear Kiddush on wine. He can't make Kiddush on bread. Now, Amar Bias Rabban, he tells us, Nagin Taman over there, they had a minug, b'makam she'ein yain, if there was no wine, shliach tzibur yard lefnei ateva, the shliach tzibur, he goes to the amud, v'aymer bracha achas mein sheva, and he says one bracha, which is me'ein sheva, this is what we call magin avos, after Shemon Esrei, lel Shabbos, we say v'aychulu, and then the chazan says, bracha to Hashem, l'kinin kov v'seinu, l'kavram, l'kayitzchok, l'yakov, okay, l'agdol, y'bravan, rak, l'yoyin, koine shemayim v'aretz, and then everyone says Magin Avos, and he says Magin Avos, that's called Bracha Achas Mein Sheva. It's basically a summary of the seven brachas that we just said in Shemona Esrei, and V'chaisam, how does he conclude Mekadesh Yisrael V'yoyim HaShabbos, which is basically Kiddush, not on wine. So if we don't have wine, everyone was Yotzei their Chiv of Kiddush at Shul. And the reason why it doesn't have to be with wine is because we know that being Mekadesh Shabbos Friday night is Midda'ai Raisa, so it doesn't have to have a cup of wine, which is why we Yotzei Midda'ai Raisa from his Bracha Achas Mein Sheva. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Gimel, continue to discuss Leil HaSeder. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.